Catherine de Medici was an Italian noblewoman who became the Queen of France after her marriage to King Henry II. She reigned as queen from 1574 to 1559, and then later as queen regent from 1560 to 1563. So what does any of this have to do with anything? This is a food podcast, so why am I talking about the Queen of France? Well, because she's an important figure, albeit controversial one, in the culinary world. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and today we're talking about a brief history of Catherine de' Medici. Now, if you read the history section of a culinary textbook, you would undoubtedly find the name Catherine de' Medici. It would be right up there with Antonin Carême and Escoffier. Now, there are many people out there that hold Catherine de' Medici in the same regard as those two culinary legends. But Catherine was a queen. She didn't cook, she didn't work in kitchens, and she didn't write cookbooks. So why is she literally in the culinary history books? Well, let's take a second and look at non-culinary history. Just a quick read about Catherine outside of the culinary world, will reveal a woman who easily could have been and may actually have been the inspiration for Cersei Lannister from Game of Thrones. Catherine actually had a red wedding where hundreds of Protestants were killed, as well as many other pretty terrible things that she did when she was queen. And the wedding is known as the St. Bartholomew's Day Massacre. You probably have heard of it. She is not what I would describe as a hero or even a good person as history records her. But, from a culinary standpoint, history remembers her in a much better light. However, that light may too be tainted. There are many people who downgrade or fully deny her contributions to culinary history. So what were her apparent contributions? Well, it's commonly believed, though very possibly false, that she introduced the fork to France, as well as parsley, artichokes, lettuce, the idea of eating tomatoes, broccoli, peas, pasta, and turkey. I have also heard reference to her introducing many charcuterie items like pâtés and cured meats. The idea is pretty much that French food was in the dark ages before Catherine showed up. They were eating boiled meat and boiled potatoes and boiled carrots and pretty much just boiling everything. And then she showed up with her Italian cooks and ingredients and changed French cooking forever. Now, it's entirely possible that she did introduce a few things to France, but it's also possible that she didn't. More than likely, she introduced one, maybe two of those items. Maybe she didn't introduce them at all, but popularized them. Who knows? Either way, the culinary story that we're told about her is definitely mostly fictional. Whether her contributions to French cooking are real or not, the legend that exists and that goes by the same name as her is very real. The idea that one person with a little knowledge and distinguished tastes can change culture and the historical trajectory of a nation and really the world is a very powerful message. And with that in mind, I think the legend is much more important and more interesting than the person herself. So I think we should understand the true history, but also understand the metaphorical value of the legend. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. This has been a brief history of Catherine de' Medici. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. And actually, I'm going to say this now. You really should follow me on Facebook, especially now, coming up next week, Monday, July 8th. I'm starting a live Facebook show, so go over to Facebook, follow me at Ben Kelly Cooks, and the idea is that you cook along with me. So tomorrow I'm going to release a list of ingredients on my Facebook, and if you want to take part, all you have to do is get those ingredients for Monday. Tune in at 6 o'clock, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, or Atlantic time, sorry, and then you can cook right along with me, you can ask questions, whatever you want, and if you're in a different part of the world or whatever, then you can do it later, and I'll try and answer your questions when I can. Yes, you should really follow me on Facebook and on Instagram at Chef Ben Kelly. There's new cooking information every day. It's a really great resource for anybody that's interested in cooking. And since you're listening to this podcast, and I thank you for that, but since you are, you're probably interested in cooking. All right, that's it. I'm done for the day. That's my rant. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another fantastic episode of Food in 5. I will see you then. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Check you later.